Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. This is the second installment of my review of 2014. This week, the not so long songs.
I'm burning so
Good evening and welcome again to the show. Starting us off there was Killer Be Killed off their self-titled album. It's the super group composing of Max Cavalera and fucking all sorts of people from Mastodon and Dillinger Escape Plan. And there you had Black Tusk, Vulture's Eye, off the single of the same name. It's a fucking cracking single and I recommend everyone to get it. And also Jonathan Atom, their bass player, died there a couple of weeks ago, so in memory of him, it's a shame. And what was up? Yeah, the this year was like there was fucking loads of deadly music out, and I'm finding it hard to whittle it down to one show's worth. Well, two shows worth. I played all the long songs last week, so last week I had Black Bombay, Sleep, and whatever else, so you can check that out on the on-demand version of this show. So yeah, this week there's fucking loads of stuff that I want to play. I'm not doing it in any particular order, so yeah, I'm just gonna fit in as much as I can, and I'm sure I'm gonna leave out a good few albums. So yeah, keeping it nice and upbeat, I'm gonna play something off Blissfucker Trap Them's album. We'll be right back. That was The Hole from Tash Trash Talk off their album No Peace from earlier this year. And before that was Trap Them Long Runner Runners off their Blissfucker album. So next up, gonna mellow it down a bit. Well, get a bit more stony. Yeah, got this album there a while ago. It's Blue Snaggletooth, Beyond Tool is the album. Came out there at the beginning of November, and I've been listening to it loads recently. So this song is Serpent and the King. We'll be right back. Okay, there you had some Monster Magnum, and that's taken off their album. It's not really a new album, but there's some new songs on it. It's called Milking the Stars, Reimagining the Last Patrol. So they redid the album from last year with a couple of new songs on, a couple of live ones, and just an overall more of a 60s feel. That song was called Mindless 168. Yeah, definitely check that one out. And before that was COC, The Nectar, taking off their album 9. I so wasn't expecting much from that album, and I was very surprised. It was deadly. So yeah, good to see them back on form. And then before that again was Blue Snaggletooth, Serpent and the King, beyond, from their album Beyond Tool. So yeah, it wouldn't be a show without a beer review. I didn't go out and buy any beer this week because I have a fucking cracking beer on keg at the moment. It's the HMD Castra IPA, and it's one of my own creation. It's a lovely hoppy IPA, mostly with Cascade hops and Citra, hence the name Castra. Yeah, it's a nice sort of clear-ish. It's clearing up, a bit of cloud in it, but it's I think it's knocking in at about 6%. And yeah, I have a full keg of that. Well, I've about half a keg left, so it's damn tasty. I'd recommend you go out and get some, only you can't, but maybe if you're over some night, I might sort you out. So on to the next one. Yeah, this next one is a band I only came across this year, and I'm fucking sick that I haven't heard them before. It's Shooting Guns, and they did the soundtrack to Wolf Cop this year, and it's a fucking great soundtrack. This song is Barn Burner. That was Wofat, Read the Omens, taken off their album The Conjuring from this year. And before that was Shooting Guns, Barn Burner off the Wolf Cop soundtrack. So, yeah, I'm gonna fucking up the beat a bit again. The Bronx released an album there a while ago, Last Act of Defiance, and they're actually playing here in February, I think, down in the Voodoo Lounge. I'm looking forward to seeing them there again. Last time was fucking mental. So this is Get Bronx off that album.
Get ready, hold steady, lock it down, cause here it comes.
That was Slowmatics off their album Estron. It was Lost Punisher. Fucking great album by them. They seem to get better and better with every album they bring out. So what else was, yeah, before that, Shrapnel Titan off the album The Virus Conspires. They're just think that's their first album that was out. They may have had an EP out before, but catched on to them earlier this year and fucking loving it. Deadly Trash. And then before that again was Sick of It All, the Hardcore Masters, and Get Bronx. So what am I gonna, it's near the end of the show, too many songs to play, so I'm gonna get fit in a couple now. This is off Godflesh's album that came out there a couple of months ago, A World Lit Only by Fire. This is Curse Us All.
Never quit, never so smart, pop tart. Got him shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight, take a number, cause we
there you had the Dwarves, Sluts of the USA from the album The Dwarves Invented Rock and Roll. That is one of my favourite albums of the year. Nice sing along, stupid lyrics, deadly. And before that was Godflesh, of course it's all from A World Lit Only by Fire. This is pretty much it for the show. It's near the end, so I hope you have enjoyed my review of this year, part one last week and this week. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at @HMD_radio or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with one more song. Actually, I'll give you a few honorable mentions of bands I didn't get to play. The Prehistoric Pigs and Electric Tortoise Split is fucking deadly. All the songs are nice and long though. Hypnochron, Herbs of the Altar, I've been playing a lot recently. The Triptychon album from earlier in the year was fucking great, and the Electric Wizard album I've been listening to a lot as well. Actually, Fu Manchu I never got to play. Gigantoid, it's a fucking deadly album. And yeah, there's loads more. So until next week, I'm going to leave you with Primus. Track from Primus and the Chocolate Factory. This is Umpa Augustus.
Oompa Loompa Doopity Da, if you're not greedy, you will be.